Are you ready for a post-Thanksgiving pep talk? Let's be honest, sometimes as we face mountains of problems, it can really feel difficult to be thankful. Yet Christ alone can equip us to conquer our mountains and be thankful in the process. For that, we can always give thanks. That means that we can always give thanks regardless of our problems, our mountains of problems. We can conquer those mountains through Christ. And so let's be thankful even in the tough times. I'm not speaking from a lack of experience. It's not as though I'm an idealistic, kind of out of touch weirdo or something. I speak from experience. That Christ is with us, and for that alone we can always give thanks. And He makes us conquerors. He makes us conquerors no matter what mountain of problems we face. 1 Corinthians 15:57 states it so well. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. After Thanksgiving, let's make thanking God a habit. Ephesians 5:20 says, "At all times and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father." Now, I have to admit, when I remember hearing about this, reading this scripture and thinking, now, did I misunderstand something that it says, for everything? Well, I did not misunderstand it, and I realized, wow, this is impossible apart from Christ. And He makes it possible that we can still thank God, even when things are really going wrong. How can we do this? With the Holy Spirit's help. We can thank our Lord Jesus Christ for being the ultimate answer to every heart problem here on earth. He will make things right in the end, my friends, but you must be sure that you accept Him and not reject Him. If invited, He will come into your heart and give you a fresh start. And, unlike people, He will never leave you. And He will never... Okay, let's give a few examples of how He never leaves us. He will never leave you by death. He will never die and suddenly be gone. He will never forsake you like divorce. He will never divorce you. He will never just drop the ball or drop you when the going gets tough. So, listen, when I witnessed a fatal accident and prayed with the accident victim, Jesus was there. When experiencing chronic joint pain for years, as a young person, Jesus was there. When losing one loved one after another, Jesus was there. And, thank God, Jesus is here with me right now, even as I recover from a surgery. Yes, He is here with you right now, for real. Will you open your heart to the one who loved you enough to die in your place for your sins? He conquered death and hell for you and me. He sets us free. And He is coming again, my friends. That surges courage into my heart. I proclaim Job 19:25, which says, "For I know that my Redeemer and Vindicator lives, and at last He, the last one, will stand upon the earth." Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. And when He comes again, He will make all things right. Now that's something for which to give thanks in everything and for everything as we deal with the tough things here on earth. He lives. Does He live in your heart? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for the cross. When problems hit hard, help us to lean harder on You. We confess our sins and we ask for a fresh cleansing. We confess You as our Savior and Lord. We believe in You and rely on You, Jesus Christ, and believe that You died on the cross and rose again for us. We receive You, Jesus, And we pray for all those listening right now that you would just really draw them close to yourself. Pray for comfort for those who have lost loved ones recently. We pray for those who wish they had loved ones, who really loved them. We pray that you would make your presence known to them, your love, your profound, infinite love for them. Just make them aware of it today, Lord. And I pray also for all the prayer requests that we've received from around the world. We know that you hold us in your hands and you will not drop us, and that you will make things right in the end. So we pray for your best for every request on our hearts. And we glorify your name. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for being who you are, not just what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let someone else know about how they can conquer their problems through Christ. And let them know about 1 Corinthians 15:57, that we can take God's word for it. Quote, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, now that's a plenty right there. That's plenty for which to give thanks. Amen? Well, remember, you can join us by submitting prayer requests 24/7 at our website, prayingpals.org. And I encourage you to enjoy your Bible-based, strong church family who loves God and loves His Word, loves you. Join them today. It's worth getting up and going to church if it's at all possible physically. And remember to enjoy Jesus every single day, whether you can physically go to church or not. Jesus is with you. Jesus still loves you. Now that's something for which to give thanks.